You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Gonna do Cocktail Corner now?
Let's push this up.
We can do Cocktail Corner to this for sure.
Do you want some headphones, Alex?
Doing the party, won't you?
You feeling that?
Notice I've got some sassy duct taped.
Yeah.
No, check mine out.
Headphones.
Oh, you also got a bit of red duct tape.
Mine, yeah, red.
That's a bit
red.
Flash.
Mine totally snapped.
Oh, wow.
I think John's... I buy really average duct tape, but it's just good to have it so people think that you're a good audio engineer.
Is that what it is?
Yes, the image.
So, big night tonight on K Road.
Yeah, we've got First Thursdays. It's Carnival theme.
Does that mean people? There's going to be a bit of belly floating about.
One would hope so.
That's exciting.
Let's hit the sting.
Oh my God, John!
Before we carry on,
can you put like a knot in your shirt? You know, like they do.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
All right. Alex, what's in store? Back to you, Alex.
This December we're doing at Red Bar a month of gin and tonics. So we're doing a different gin each week with two drinks, one gin and tonic and one gin and chi. And today I'm using Westwind's gin, which is actually Australian. The other three gins are going to be New Zealand gins. It's good. Like, the category is growing. Kiwis are starting to appreciate gin so much more. And the start of summer is exactly the right time to start getting into it.
Is gin still real sad? Is there a way to make like a happy gin?
No,
it's got like the connotation. I think if you drink gin, you'd be sad or whatever.
Yeah,
I think the trick is not just to drink straight gin from the bottle and you're not sad anymore.
And maybe also just stay away from the casino.
Yeah, that too. That always helps. All right, so the first drink I'm going to make you guys is the gin and tonic. What I've done is I've muddled some cucumber, strawberry, and then squeezed in some grapefruit juice.
That sounds good just by itself. Ooh, it's getting a kind of... A Bloody Mary vibe look
so
to it.
So what are you tipping in now?
Now he's putting some...
Now I'm putting some Old World Tonic from East Imperial.
John wants to touch it.
Give it to me.
He always wants.
His hand is all
touch,
over my face.
Smell.
Do you want this that I'm holding? This thing, John.
That's not funny.
Maybe just in my own time. It's a very small, cute little bottle.
I don't want to smell your breath. I want to smell the gin. I mean the tonic.
Kiss him.
All right, boys. I forgot straws, so you're just going to have to get it all up in your face.
It looks like a kind of like a messy rosé.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice tonic by itself. I don't normally like tonic.
This tastes a little bit too healthy.
Oh, it's very pretty.
Can you say that again?
Pretty.
Oh, it's very pretty. Yes, thank you.
Stereo.
Sassy. The next one I'm doing is a gin fizz. So what I've done is I've shaken some egg white, some gin. I'm going to put in some grapefruit as well.
Oh, that's a big old beautiful grapefruit you got there.
Oh, yeah.
Do people still cruise around putting sugar on grapefruit and thinking it's a treat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still legit.
Oh, man, the best grapefruit experience you can have is still the fruju, grapefruit fruju. You can't mess with it. Just don't have a cut on your lip or something like that.
Okay. Thanks. Sound advice. Yet again.
So... I've taken the egg white and the gin, and I'm topping it up with traditional chi, and in there is a little bit of grape.
I think this is my one. You, John, you can keep the other one. Can you stop also doing the snatchy hand thing, like the gimme with your massive hand? Oh, yeah.
Manners, please. Manners.
All right, here we go.
Whoa, look at that thing. It looks like some sort of vanilla ice cream float.
He's chosen a glass that's kind of a party for eight.
Your size, big hungry.
Is that like a full pint? Like a 560 or whatever it is?
That is correct. Yeah!
Look at.
He's got white all over his mustache.
Can we get a photo for the Facebook page of me doing a real mint mustache, by the way? this is fucking mint, by the way. It's really good. Two, by the ways.
For the facey. For the Instagram and the Facebook.
Hit us up on all the grams for what's up. Let me just go one more time.
Can you put it on Twitter? Tweet a photo?
That's a foam in my mouth.
Hold on, you need to get that all over your mo. Hold on. Yeah.
Can I have one more way? Just back it off a little bit. I think it was a moment now.
Perfection. So
let the record show. We're just taking photos just then, everyone. We'll be up on our Facebook page shortly.
And also let the record show, when I open my phone, the what is it, window that was open was my last search, and it was for scabies. So
awesome. All right, so if people want to make it at home, the first one was 45 mils of West Winds, the Sabre, modeled with about 2 inches of cucumber chopped up in a little bit. That's two strawberries. Smuddle the smash it. Put some ice in it. Top it up. Add some lemon juice. Add some grapefruit. And
that's
you're
your
away.
Daytime drink.
It is.
The other one's more of a nighttime.
Yeah.
Kind of
so fizz is the sun's starting to go down, and that's 45 mils of the West Winds gin, half of an egg white. Shake the hell out of that till it's frothy. Dump that into a large glass full of ice. A little bit of grapefruit juice, and top up with the traditional chi.
Right on.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Delish.
I think the one with the strawberry and the cucumber in it is definitely like for when it's hot, like scorching hot.
Mm. That refreshing.
It tastes more skinny than the other one. Like I feel real skinny when I was drinking it.
What's the weight thread going through your conversations today? Like are you getting summer ready?
I'm wearing a clingy shirt and I'm just realizing now that I can't really pull it off.
The egg white grapefruit one is...
The chi just works so well in a fizz.
John's got one in each hand here, like it's his birthday or something.
Hold on here. I want a photo of that.
Everybody at John's place getting tipsy.
Go.
Stop gazing into the distance. Get that man some glasses.
Both are really good. Awesome. It's great that we get two drinks, by the way.
We're going to be doing two drinks all month. All going to be gin.
The second one is the
second
winner.
The fizz is the winner.
I love it.
Go chi.
Is there a food match? Have we been through this?
I'm not doing a food match with these, but there is food. I'm doing
it's got egg in it.
Ceviche and empanadas. So empanadas is a like meat and egg and potato filling in like a really nice pastry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's served with like a Costa Rican sauce. And then ceviche is fish cooked in lime juice. And I've done half and half, so half lime juice, half coconut milk.
Ooh. Yeah. So
yeah, it should be good. Latin themed, obviously, for to match up with first Thursdays
theme as well. A little bit.
If anyone hasn't been to Red Bar before, how do they find it?
We're 57 Pitt Street, so if you are on K Road, you take a right down Pitt Street, past the strip club, past the old supper club, and we're on your left hand side.
Cool.
If you don't get distracted by the stripper, the old lady.
And of course. Thanks to Chi.
Thanks to Chi, rocking along.
For bringing it and turning up to the party and being able to be friends with everyone that they decide to have a drink with.
For knowing its own name as well, shout out. Did it explode off the lid today?
No, it was good today. I was well behaved. I don't know what's going on. It was colder and it was popping off. Now it's warmed up. It should like explode. And
I think it's probably because you didn't like abseil in. You just took the stairs normally today.
Yeah, true. I wasn't superheroing it.
Not as cigar as you usually are. Hey, thanks, bro. Fantastic.
Rock and roll. Cheers, guys. We'll see you later.
Mm. Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.